my very special guests from the European FEMA regions, Sonic from the Uber Kingdom, and I believe Lana Lorkoff. Now, Lana, is it a bit of an invasion of your privacy to ask what country you're currently in?
No, currently I'm actually in the States. I needed a little break from Sweden, so.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not a problem then. Heinrich's not in the States with you, is he?
We go back and forth, so yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool. I didn't know Heinrich was a frequenter to the TSA.
Actually, they leave him alone, so he does okay.
They do?
They've been pretty nice to him, yeah.
All right.
No, they've been pretty. I haven't been frisked or anything either. I just kind of go through with the attitude of like, ah, you don't exist, and then it turns out okay.
Turns out they don't.
Let's get them.
Hey, there's a FEMA evacuation plan for you. Pretend it doesn't exist.
Never know. I guess we'll have to find out.
Yeah.
If it happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's something like targeting, really. You know, or at least this is what I've been led to believe about airport security and all of that. They just target people, young kids, old women, very sexy girls, etc. And the rest of us, yeah, don't really care. Walk on through. Man, that guy's got an enormous bulge in his pants. Don't worry, bro. It's probably just a mini nuke. It's all good.
They also like to bug people who opt out of going through the scanners. Then they will take their sweet time.
Oh, yeah. So you've gone through the scanners?
No, I opt out. You know, people have to know their rights. They think that they have to do these things. It's like vaccines, you know, they think they have to do it. But no, you have rights and you need to say no. The more people that say no, the better it's going to get. But people willingly do it.
This goes back to our collectivism sort of spiel that we were rattling off for in the first segment, is that, you know, mass demonstration and things like that occasionally does work.
Sure.
But on the other hand, how many protests have I been to? Shockingly large amounts. I don't know. I think I've got maybe 7 or 8, like 2 terabyte hard drives or something lying around the place. They're just full of footage that I've taken from all these different protests and public meetings and stuff that I've been to, right? And you know what any of these protests have accomplished? In fact, you know what every single one of these protests has accomplished? Nothing.
That's right.
Absolutely nothing.
And you can protest. You can protest in different ways. It doesn't mean having a sign and going out and being visible. Here I am, you know.
Yeah, I think it's more less about protest and more about demonstration. So you know, your demonstration through your actions that you're not going to be party to whatever it is that you're, the protesting against. By protesting, it creates the dichotomy, doesn't it? That there's a pro and an against. So opposites, you know, when really we should just let everybody get on with what they're doing.
Mm. Well, see, I always found the irony of protesting is that you go down central city streets. So let me get this straight. You're deploring capitalism whilst walking down the central business district and disrupting the businesses of the people who would probably support you if you weren't disrupting their businesses.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
If
protesting changed anything, it'd be made illegal. In China, they don't even allow it at all, basically.
In fact, I was at a protest here not too long ago. I think it might have been just late last year. And a Chinese lady came up to me and she said, what's going on here? What are all these people doing in the middle of the street with all these signs and stuff? And I said, it's a protest.
What? What's a protest? You didn't even know what a protest was. Like, literally. That was shocking to me.
Yeah, what town was that?
That was in Auckland City. Wow. But this lady had just come over to New Zealand to have a bit of a holiday kind of thing. And this is the first protest she'd ever seen in her life. She'd been living in China her whole life.
What kills me, though, is that people have this whole notion about we need government. They're clinging on to this government dream, this hope of a utopia that is just never going to happen. So people are so brainwashed into what is authority and what is law, and these people are going to make a difference for us. And if that just went away, if people could deprogram from that and start doing their own thing, I think the world would actually be better off, because people say, oh no, then we'll have total anarchy. They have it all wrong. The government, they are the anarchists who are causing trouble and doing whatever they want and stomping all over the people. See what I'm saying?
They are the Commander Chaos.
Yeah.
And it's just, the government's really responsible for so many bad things. But the problem is, we're the ones who are responsible for whether or not that government still continuously exists. And furthermore, the problem onto that, one person can make a difference, yet you will be attacked, demonized, destroyed if you start making a difference. I don't know. It's a complicated situation, because on the one hand, you want the individual to be all powerful. You know, I'm my own master. Nobody else can tell me or compel me to do anything unless I actually agree with them. You know, it's the force of persuasion. We don't have that currently, right? So in order to transition safely from a communist, banker-controlled New World Order into a individually regulated self-governance model, there's going to be there's going to be a lot of eggs broken in making that omelet, I believe, and I think there's a lot of eggs being cracked right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to save those people. I want to help those people, you know, because if you've got somebody who's actually getting into court, I don't know if you've ever been to court, but frack, it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
And actually doing the documents and all of that sort of stuff, arresting judges, so on and so forth. They'll never get any mainstream media coverage, and if they do, it's very short-lived. And if it's short-lived, it'll probably be a soundbite, or what I like to call an audio nibble. So it's like pointless, you know? Even if you do accomplish great things and they really do mean something, if nobody hears about it, you know, it's like if a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody around to hear it. If you expose a scumbag and nobody ever sees the video because you never even bothered to put it up on YouTube, did you even expose them at all? And yeah, that's what I like to do. And in fact, that's what we all really are kind of doing, is giving coverage to those people who actually deserve it. The real freaking issues. You know, we're not talking about Kim Kardashian's ass here.
But people love to hear about her ass, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah, which is, yeah, disappointing, isn't it, in society, when X Factor and Britain's Got Talent and Strictly Come Dancing, you know, that's what people are tweeting about. You know, sad state of affairs, but sure they'll wake up at some point.
Well, you know, I don't know if anything's, there's nothing for sure in this world. You know, you never be assured that everybody's going to wake up. You can never be assured that everybody's going to stay asleep.
You never get to be assured that people want to wake up.
And maybe not everyone came here to wake up. Maybe we all have different purposes. I mean, the parasite and the termite even have a role to play in nature. So there's a lot of those around in human form.
Parasitical termitological.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They're actually creating diversification, ultimately speciation, you know, an evolutionary process by which new biological species arise. So they play a role.
Well, that's another thing as well, like the whole transhumanist agenda. And I don't know if you've seen the film Prometheus, but I get this concept from the film that, oh, human beings are basically just a mistake, right? A complete failure of the engineers to create a perfect system of life. And they balls it up, so they're like, okay, well, bugger it, we're going to have to go back and wipe out our creation because we can. And that's kind of like how the whole human race is actually really governed at the moment, I think, by the elite, is they reckon they created this society, hence they created us, hence they own us, hence they can kill us if they want. The whole ownership over human life thing is really, really scary, like the patenting of human genomes and all of this other stuff. We're getting to a point in technology now where the basic things that bind us together, common humanity, morality, brotherhood, sisterhood, etc., whatever, family connections, are waning so much in favor of being replaced by these other things that don't mean anything. You know, like you really pointed out some of the main problems with our society with X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, or American Idol, etc. We've got all these same variants over here. And in fact, New Zealand made the first American Idol type thing come into existence. It was a TV series called Pop Stars, where they got a whole bunch of girls together and created a girl pop group. You're right. And I am really, really, really ashamed as a New Zealander to know that we unleashed this fracking plague upon the earth.
We had that over here, Pop Stars, and that's how girls allowed. I don't know whether you've heard of those. That's how they spawned.
No, I haven't heard of them. Thank goodness.
They're like a shiny version of the Spice Girls.
Well, it's because of who's running entertainment. You know, when I worked in L.A., I used to see a lot of good scripts come through, music as well, but people would always turn it down. No, no, no. And there's very few gatekeepers that are actually in control of entertainment and media. And I think they're purposefully wanting to dumb people down. So they do that with intention. And I always complained. They'll always say, well, that's not commercial. We can't play this song or this movie. It's not commercial. I'm like, You make it, and then people will like it. They'll want to see it, and it will become the new mainstream. But apparently that's not a concept they understood.
Yeah, I sort of found that going to the Amsterdam dance conferences, where the music was just, it was all commoditized, and they were just talking about units and yeah. And it sort of really got away from the essence and the life in the music itself, and of course because it was Holland, there was a lot of really hard techno going on, which from my point of view, trying to sell a lot of really ambient stuff, which I was doing at the time, didn't really go down.
Yeah, well, who did I have on a Zoom? I had a guest on a couple of weeks ago. I forget his name now, but he said the music business is not about the music. It's about business. And it's very, very easy to see that when you think about it. I've looked on YouTube and seen these amazing singers, songwriters and bands and things like that who, with zero support, have made their own songs, published their own works and things of that nature. Not because they ain't any good, but because they're actually so much better than the commercial trash that we know and love that they will never, ever get a record contract. Either because the record contract people don't like real good music anymore, or real messages, or because that person doesn't want to associate with a scumbaggery record company. And so a new industry is now evolving of self-created, self-perpetuating music creation. And I think that with the advent of RED cameras and other cheaper forms of cinematic technology, I think we're actually going to see a high-quality independent film, independent music, independent books, etc. type of industry being created, not in spite of the fact that commercialism is taking over and destroying the creativity within society, but actually because of that fact. The industry is, in fact, its own worst enemy, because when people don't like it anymore and they see no alternative, It forces them to create one. Not entirely dissimilar to how the truth movement has evolved out of the lie movement. Believe us, we're politicians. You've got to be really kidding me. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, with Lana Lochteff from Red Ice Radio and Sonic from the Type 1 Radio Lounge. Back in a minute at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.